Tony was over at my camp, and he was watching us dig bedrock, and we were bucking pretty hard, and he says, well, when we start digging on Deadwood, he says, I've got so much horsepower on that that it's going to, the buckets are going to come up full. And he was feeling in our buckets, they weren't quite full when we were digging bedrock. And so I was over there later on when they got the dredge going. They did have a lot of horsepower and big heavy bucket, but they ripped the hoods right off the bucket. There's no bucket left.
Tore up the equipment.
They sure did.
Well, now, Half Dollar. What about Half Dollar?
Well, Half Dollar was owned by an old-timer by the name of Charlie Peters, and Jimmy Johnson, Leach, myself, and Twilliger leased it from him. And the word was Jimmy had helped do some drilling over there, that there's gold from the grassroots down. We didn't find that to be true when we started mining. It's a very hard creek to mine because there's very little water. We had to pump water, and the sands, granite sands, all granite over there, and the sands were so fine and hardly any gravel, just all the sand, and you could plug the riffle so easily, and the gold is heavy, and the gold had a hard time penetrating down into the riffles. It was a hard proposition. We got our money back. We didn't make much on that.
Now, Ketchum Creek.
Oh, Ketchum was just before you get branched off, just before you get into the springs. And the Engstrom brothers were mining there at that time. I think it was about 37 or 8, possibly. And that is another creek where they had very heavy bedrock and huge boulders that this cat couldn't handle. So they didn't do very well there neither. I think they were the only ones working there at that time outside of a little bit of sniping on the creek.